A small secret, before the larger secrets to come. It's hard for me to keep all the words inside, even at the best of times. Even when I'm focused, even when I'm alert and on top of my game. There are phrases, there are words in the right place that I know could make a shiver run down your spine, make your eyes roll back, biting your lip in trepidation, nervous but also nerveless with pleasure, ways in which I could weave a word into your head that would interface with your body, physically, constantly, because it would feed some fetish, some deep-held perpetual motion machine, some device of desire, making it liquefy and lubricate every thought, and all they did was slide down between your legs, across the back of your neck, down your spine, over your butt, squeezing companionably, down the backs of your knees, into your feet, making you just sway, rock, totter, follow. A word or two or three or more, always enough words. My mind is bombastic, again, at the best of times. Difficult to choose one fetish, one thread of thought, one fantasy, one idea, one ideal. But once I do, it crystallizes, and it needs to come out of me, and I don't have enough storage to keep any of them inside if I really wanted to. They have to come out. Somewhere. Someone. Perhaps some of those words could dwell in you. One of those isolated fantasies that follows me around all day, that creeps into the core of me. Something I imagine doing, something I imagine exerting into the world, and turns of phrase which suit it crowd up at the edge of my cognition, clouding the edges of the mirror, the lens, till all I can see is whatever amber film flows over it when lust and nectar and desire are on the surface. You could help by being somewhere I could reposit one of these stories, one of these chains of thought, and the more you took into you, the more room I'd have in me, because the words would be out of me, freeing me, no longer waking me in the night while I reach over for my notebook or my phone to scribble a few more, no longer something I have to desperately eke out of myself when the pressure becomes too much, a long, monumentous, fetish-inspiring expulsion of thought from I to you. Of course, there might be side effects. My words, my thoughts, my fetishes flowing from my focused mind, dedicated only to you, imagining you out there the canvas, the target, the place to which I will dislodge every one of these teasing, errant, arousing thoughts that does crowd up in the middle of the day, leaves panting, breathless, leaning against the wall, my very mind, my very creative center. Something that will enter into you, puppet you along the strings of inspiration, because when I sleep, thought after thought, idea after idea, word after word composes itself, and I awaken with them crowding in, licking, searching, squeezing, guiding, a mindlessness that surrounds even in an empty room, even in an empty bed. A targeting warmth through my hands, fingertips, curling toes, and it could be yours. Is that a desirable fate? Well, I don't know. 8 or 9 of them floating around in your head. The ideas and the fantasies that creep from behind your eyes. Out into the world. That at least encourage you to find a private place, a quiet, easy location, somewhere you'll have privacy enough to vent the urge, the arousal, the chemical bliss trickling down the back of your neck, distributing itself through your bloodstream, right into your body, the contact pleasure, as if I were trying to dial in, trying to ping the system of you, with a data packet a little too large, a little too constant, a little too quick, endless, spiraling, twitching desire, knowing just the right word to make that tingling goosebump warmth down the back of your leg, along your arms, through your mind, into your consciousness, to have your leg twitching and kicking, even with no contact between your legs, even with nothing to squeeze your buttock or purr in your ear, growl and rake nails down the back of your neck lightly, lightly, squeezing. Even with nothing like that, your body still needing the arousal to be vented out, the desire to escape, and all of it uses the system that is you. Uses and taxes the energy system that is you, so I issue my warning. The deeper you go, the more words get into your head, the deeper down we're going. Envision a lake. Filled with one fetish, another filled with another, a vast underground catacomb, dripping new fetishes from the roof every time I sleep, every time I rest, every time I pause, refilling. But the heaviest, most corruptive, darkest, most beautiful parts of each fetish settle to the bottom of the pool. So if you took one mouthful from the top, two, three of clear, cool, mind-numbing, fantasy-inspiring, body-twitching, paroxysm-gathering pleasure. If you took four or five or six long, slow, cool drinks from the palm of your hand, from a cup, from the palm of my hand, from my lips, if you drank, it might be fine. And eight and nine and ten of them, sure. But by the time we get to 11 and 12, 13 and 14, long, dragging, flowing, drugging, warmer and warmer, more soothing, more nectar, more viscous, corruptive, poured into you. It might get quite difficult to defray the fantasy, to escape the slow and fetishization of my thoughts building this idea. I will make it appeal to you. I will let loose every small, dark impulse I suppress. This is warning and induction both. And if you get to 20, or 22, or 24 long, slow drinks, to the point where you can barely hold back, where you're prepared to just let all the thoughts and urge and climactic release leak out of you, well, I'll consider you warned. So maybe you'll just take one, or two, or 10 long, slow minutes of my thoughts on the matter. Maybe I won't have time to build the entire structure, and so you would escape unscathed. But I'll tell you the secret now. I might only go 10, or 20, or 30 long, slow minutes deep. But there's always going to be more. You could line me up here day after day, 8 hours a day, with a topic, with an idea, with a fetish, with an urge, with a desire, with a mission to make you tremblingly, weakly, sleepingly 30, 31, 32, deep. I'd always find another word. I'd always find another way. I'd find 10 minutes more and more and more until the mindless, overwritten, pleasure-driven, corrupted fetish entity that remains was just that one thing perfected, the signal attuned to its highest clarity. You might moan now and then, or roll your eyes back, or twitch, or spurt, or leak some fluidic sign of the drugged, purple, corruptive influence within. And that would be the whole of you. But thankfully, I'm only going to put so much out there. Then again, everyone's tolerance is different. And whether you go 10 deep, or 20 deep, or 30 deep, that's going to have to be up to you. In my last act of compassion, before I give in to my deeper urge to vent every lustful thing inside of me into you, if only to clear my desk, I make this compassionate plea. Take me seriously. Like, really. Take me seriously. This isn't one of those marketing ploys where I'm like, oh, this is the most mind-numbing, controlling, dark hypnosis. Oh, it'll ruin your No. But do you really want to walk around with the teasing inkling of a fetish you didn't even know you adored, making you mindlessly masturbate yourself just to get your head clear enough to go on with your day? And then adding another and another, weighing the balances in your mind and saying to yourself, sure, I'll bite my lip and groan and come leaning against the nearest surface and try to grind myself back to lucidity with buzzing arousal and a drug-like aphrodisiac coming from my own brain. But I still want to listen again. If you want that to be you, who am I to judge? But I've really, really warned you, whether you go 10 deep, or 20, or 30, or sleep later, and find a buzzing fantasy and fetish building in you, dripping into those vast pools as mine does, refilling the source of urge and desire. Well, time to plug into one of my fantasies, the signal flowing from I to your brain, to your body, to the fabric of your world. Good luck.